The export of liquid natural gas is a $25 billion a year industry, but the Australian citizens pay more tax on beer than resource companies pay to export our natural resources. Loopholes in the way these companies are taxed allow for just 5% of the gas projects in Australia to pay anything toward the federal government. The petroleum resource rent tax is designed on profits rather than royalties, and according to experts, it is far too easy for companies to bypass. Australia is set to surpass Qatar as the world's biggest exporter of liquid natural gas, but the Australian public will likely miss out on the profits generated from the natural resources they own. The petroleum resource rent tax, originally designed to help spread the wealth of the resource industry, is now helping companies skip out on their rent. Diane Krall, resource tax expert and senior lecturer at Monash University, is hesitant to put all the blame on the companies, but rather blames the outdated tax.
I don't want to, attack the companies on this issue. It's more how the tax has been designed. So it was designed back in the mid-1980s, specifically for oil. And since then, oil resources have diminished in Australia, and essentially now we're concentrating on extracting natural gas.
The tax, based on profits rather than royalties, is now being used to write off companies' capital costs. While these write-offs were originally designed to encourage exploration into liquid natural gas was needed 30 years ago, but not now.
If we go back to the time of the Hawke government, we needed exploration for petroleum resources in Australia, and we needed a tax that would encourage rather than discourage that sort of exploration. But now, fast forward to 2016, we basically don't have much in the way of oil resources, but we've got plenty of resources in terms of natural gas. But we do not have an appropriate tax design for natural gas.
The holes in the petroleum resource rent tax now allows for the resource industry to profit as much as $187 billion before paying a cent.
Instead of a company paying for the natural gas as it's extracted from, beneath the seabed, they don't pay anything for that stock until such time as they turn a profit. So essentially, we're giving away our natural resources for nothing and we'll be paid perhaps in a couple of decades' time.
Jason Ward, researcher at the Tax Justice Network, says the system is unfair. He thinks by 2018, Australians will be paying three times more tax on beer than the resource industry will pay on oil and gas.
Those numbers are completely based on government statistics and projections. So it's actually worse than that because, a consumer buying beer is going to pay GST as well. And that three times is excluding GST. So if you added the GST into that, it would be even worse.
In fact, while we all pay a goods and services tax, very few of these resource companies are paying the petroleum resource rent tax.
So there's about roughly 140 companies registered as taxpayers under this tax regime, but only eight companies are actually paying anything in this tax. For example, the Gorgon project, which is the largest LNG project in the world, the largest resource project in Australia's history, won't be paying any of this PRRT tax for at least the first two decades.
Companies like Chevron, owner of the Gorgon project, escape taxation by writing off all their capital costs. Using uplift rates of up to 18%, originally designed to promote exploration, companies don't have to pay a cent into the petroleum resource rent tax.
If I spend $100 million in exploration costs, and the next year I'm entitled to $118 million in tax credits, and then the following year, that's then compounded again by 18%.
While Australia is set to surpass Qatar by 2020 in exports of natural gas, the profits we reap will be less than $1 billion a year. Although Qatar exports less natural gas, the profits reach $26.6 billion. Jason Ward says it's clear the Australian public are missing out.
I think that there's a general widespread shared belief out there and amongst the general public that Australia failed to sort of benefit as much as it could have, should have, from the resource boom, which we're just coming out of. And now, looking into the future, for the next 20 years, we're facing another boom, a resource boom, and this is an LNG boom. And there is the opportunity to fix this now.
For the people of Australia to see any profits from the recent natural gas boom, the petroleum resource rent tax needs to change. Jason Ward says the rent tax needs to switch into a royalty-based scheme.
Ideally, I think what we need to sort of think about doing is switching from a profit-based tax into a straight royalty regime. You know, there in that way, you're guaranteed that you will actually get some benefit from the exploitation of the country's natural resources. And unfortunately, the profit-based taxes are sort of a good theory, but in reality, I think the corporate tax inquiry has shown that companies have become very adept at disguising or shifting profits in order to avoid taxation, and we believe that that's what they're doing with regards to the PRRT.
Jason Ward, ending that report.